A former youth detention facility in the city's West End has been transformed into a more home-like environment for its new life as a live-in treatment program for youth between the ages of 12 and 16. The former Sault Ste. Marie Observation and Detention Home at 631 Second Line West was renamed the Justice Derek Holder House in 2008. It delivered rehabilitative services to young people in the district of Algoma before closing its doors in 2021. Soon it will reopen as an 8-bed, 24/7 operation offering mental health and addiction treatment to co-ed youth 12 to 16 years of age. Algoma Family Services is the lead agency for the program. During a media event on Thursday, AFS's CEO Ali Juma said the program is expected to take in its first cohort of youth in the coming weeks. Previously, youth seeking treatment had to leave the city for up to a year. Statistically, 60% of youth at live-in programs are Indigenous. When they did get that help, typically in southern Ontario, treatment occurred without the involvement of family, the community, or culture, said Juma. Many of these youth were relapsing due to the difficulty of transitioning back home. Also, facing the reality while they have changed, many of the conditions that contributed to their condition did not. Although previously a youth detention center, the new program has been designed with a lot more home-like comforts, including all new furniture and Indigenous artwork on the walls. Youth will be free to come and go from the building during their 6-month to 1-year stay. Youth in this program will receive individual, group, and family counseling blended with traditional Indigenous approaches to wellness, said Juma. These youth will leave our program feeling better about themselves, more optimistic about the future, and most importantly grounded and connected to their community and culture, allowing them to experience hope. A series of 4 consultations were held with the neighbors of the property. Juma said that was a requirement in gaining the license for the program, but was also something they wanted to do. We had the opportunity to hear from our neighbors and assure them we are committed this will remain a beautiful property, people will drive by and not know what this property is, and that will continue to be the case while it's under our operation, he said. Kathy Surrett, executive director of the Indigenous Friendship Center, was on hand to pledge her organization's support for the program. That includes the eventual construction of a sweat lodge on the property. You can't get these in the stores. We are hoping the youth will be a part of the construction of the sweat lodge. You can't get the teachings and not be shown how to build it, she said. The Indigenous Friendship Center will also offer its programming in the building, from arts and crafts to dances and ceremonies. I can't wait to get started, said Surrett. She also ordered 16 handmade quilts, one for each youth who will be staying at the live-in program. All of that good energy that goes into those blankets is very significant, and here the youth will have that with them every single day. They will have that when they go to sleep at night, and when they leave they can take it with them, said Surrett. MPP Ross Romano was on hand during the event to announce one-time funding of $770,000 for the repair, renovation, furnishing, staff training and program development. This place will give our youth an opportunity to stay close to home while receiving the care and support they need to grow and recover, said Romano. In his remarks, Juma noted the opening of the live-in treatment program will come at about the same time the withdrawal management site and youth hub are expected to open their doors. The future is bright for our youth, for Sault Ste. Marie in turning a corner on the social challenges plaguing our community, said Juma. Asked if the Sault is turning a corner in the face of mental health and addiction challenges, Romano was more cautious. Have we turned a corner? I think that we are moving in the right direction, said Romano. I think the fact of the matter is we are going to continue turning and turning to solve this issue because this is not going to be a simple crisis to address. Romano lauded the partnerships Algoma Family Services made to bring the project to a reality, including Algoma Children's Aid Society, Indigenous Friendship Center, Thrive Child Development Center, Sault Area Hospital, Mental Health and Addiction Services, Sault Ste. Marie District Social Services Administration Board, Ontario Aboriginal Housing Service, Northern Youth Services and Sault Community Career Center. These are what make these kinds of projects really special, said Romano of the partnerships.